Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Portchester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to LiveWire. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live today from Lipolis Electric in Pelham, New York. My guests are Carmine Lipolis, CEO, and Paul Lipolis as well. He's the Vice President of Green Energy here at Lipolis Electric. And later on in the program, we're going to be speaking with some younger and, we call them millennials, but some new employees of Lipolis Electric and get some great perspective on each side of the topic of hiring people in this so-called category of millennials. There's so many things said today about that. You know, you've got the group that thinks, oh, they're just so different from us, they can't quite fit in. And then there's a whole other group, which is my estimation, because I have a millennial, how incredible they are, the future of the world. And they see things a little bit differently than we do, but all for the better. So I am really excited to delve into this topic today with the CEO of Lipolis Electric. Carmine, great to be here. Thank you for having us.
Thanks for coming here. Nice to meet you finally, Laura.
Yes, I've heard about you for 3 years now, so this is really an honor. Thanks so much. So tell us, we're delving in. Here it is, an electrical contracting company all around the tri-state area for 35 years. You guys are absolutely the big name in the game here in the tri-state area. What is it about hiring a millennial, per se, that is any different from hiring anybody else, and why do you want to focus on it today?
Well, you know, the reason why I want to focus on it today, because I'm just so proud of, you know, the hires we have made over the last 4 years. I mean, this journey started like 8 years ago with my son coming on board. He's a millennial, Paul. And then, you know, I would say about 4 years ago, I went to a team building seminar down in Atlanta, and it was on millennials. And they were throwing out statistics, you know, the pros and the cons and all that. But one thing they said is that they've been compared to the greatest generation, and that really kind of
talking the greatest generation, as in World War II.
Yes, yes. They compared it to that, and you know, like you could take statistics with a grain of salt sometimes, but I really took notice to that, and we started hiring our first millennial, and she's not here today, Ashley Porsche. She's our labor relations director, and it was quite interesting and challenging for me when I hired her, and you know, even when working with Paul for the first time, it was a challenge because, you know, I'm old school, so I come from an era where when you learn the business, they basically said, you know, keep your mouth shut and your ears open. Mm-hmm. But when Paul came on board, you know, I couldn't play that with him. I had to, he wanted to know everything. You know, he wanted to know the reason why we were doing this. Mm-hmm. And, you know,
not just follow orders.
Exactly. And, you know, I think I started realizing that this generation is different. And then when we started hiring, we hired Ashley, and then we hired a couple other people, was that I couldn't just give them a direction without telling them what the end game was. Mm-hmm. And it was very challenging for me because I had to change.
Okay.
And even my people at my age had to change around them. And once we started drinking that Kool-Aid and realizing that, you know, we had to explain to them and really make them feel that what they were doing, they were making a difference.
Okay, so I'm assuming that's one of the things you got out of the conference in Atlanta, was that hiring a millennial, and one of the reasons why they're considered great is because of this need to know, this need to get deeper into things and wanting to know outcomes and how they affect the greater whole. Is it something to do with that?
Yes, exactly. And, you know, the other thing is I try to give everybody a feeling, even though we're in business 35 years, I try to give them this impression that every day is a startup day. It's a startup business every day. And I think they enjoy that part of it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I challenge them, and they challenge me, and it's really been fun, a lot of fun, and it feels good, like an old guy like me, that I'm able to kind of be
flexible.
I think I'm cool. So yeah. You know, I think I'm cool, and I hope they think I'm cool. So
felt that it's been a boon to the business in a way, to learning and seeing things from their perspective?
Big time. Because you know, you give them a task, they never did it before. You give them a task, and they get it done. Mm-hmm. And I've worked with a lot of people with a lot more experience in the field than these young men and women, but you give them a task, they get it done. You know, a lot of things that we need are so technically driven,
right,
computer driven. And the other challenge that we had, we thought that our IT systems were state of the art.
Yeah.
Well, we realized when they came on board, it wasn't state of the art.
Right.
And that was their frustration. I mean, they'll tell you later probably, but I could see their frustration that things weren't quick enough for them. It wasn't good enough for them. Right. And I got really worried because I could see that they would leave me because of a reason like that.
Right.
Before money. It sounds crazy, but that's the way I felt. So we revamped our whole IT department. I sat them down. I asked them to be patient. I saw the frustration on their faces, and I asked them to be patient. They were great, and here we are now.
And it worked to your benefit, the benefit of Lupolis.
Big time. And you know, it's funny because some of these men and women we brought in as assistant project managers, and as project managers have left with more experience in the field, we didn't replace them. We elevated the younger people right into project manager, and their learning curve is big, but they get it done quicker, if that makes sense.
Oh, no, totally. I get it. And they adapt so quickly.
Yeah.
They're able to assimilate the information differently, I think, than we did, because they're so used to working through technology. You know, they're calculators when they were in, you know, doing math in the third grade were more sophisticated, I would say, than most of my computer stuff at home. So it's really, they've been doing it their whole lives, like you said, and they're ready. You know, anything for them is not really a huge challenge because they already see how to get it done.
And one of the reasons, you're right about all of that, and one of the reasons I wanted to do the podcast, obviously we do podcasts, we pick different subjects and we do it, but one of the reasons why I want to do a podcast on millennials was that most of my colleagues my age, they don't want to work with millennials. It's, you know, you sit down, you have a drink with them, you go out to dinner, you talk, and they say, well, millennials, they have bad work habits. They don't have bad work habits. They have different work habits. You know, I can't, you know, if somebody is at their desk and they got earphones in, I can't complain about that. That's what they do. They wear
earphones.
That's
how they learn. That's how they work. That's how they focus.
They're either listening to a podcast on what they're doing, or they're just chilling for that little bit. But they do their work, and those are the little challenges. Being, you know, old school like I am, that I had to kind of, you know, plow through.
But that's really, that shows your flexibility is showing that you're still, after 35 years, looking for ways to grow and stay relevant. And that's probably why you are at the top of your game and will continue to be so, because of your ability to do this old school, old dog, new tricks or not. You got that. You picked that up, and to the benefit of the company. That's exciting stuff, Carmine. And I agree with you. I think everything is better with millennials when they're involved. So speaking of such, let's talk to the millennial that's foremost in your life, your son, Paul, who is the vice president of green energy here at Lupolis Electric. Great to talk to you, Carmine. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Yes. So, Paul, it's a pleasure to be with you today and getting your perspective after listening to your father speak to you. First of all, how long have you been here working with the company?
I've been with the company almost 10 years. I graduated from Fordham University in 2009 and shortly thereafter joined the company.
Okay. How old are you? Normally we don't ask that. But
I'm 32.
For the sense that we're talking about, yeah, my daughter's age, exactly. And so you've been here 10 years. Have you seen your dad kind of grow in his thinking and understanding in the way he does things as a result of you being part of the company now?
Oh, yeah, completely different over the years. I mean, I grew up around the company, so compared to how it was growing up, that old school mentality, I mean, we still have a little bit of it every now and then, but for the most part, I mean, we're with the times. We're aware of everything that's going on right. in society and our industry and
right.
our business climate, and we're try to be ahead of the curve.
Absolutely. But old school isn't all bad. Old school can mean really incredible values, customer service that's really personal, and integrity, high levels of, you know, honesty and integrity in your work. That's kind of like old school, right?
But yeah, that's where we see the big difference, and that's what we're the values of that the old school values is what we're trying to still hold on to, those relationships with our customers and our clients and our coworkers.
So it truly is a family run business, which gets you a feeling that it must be a small time business or something. Not at all. I mean, the projects that you do are quite high profile, massive jobs, and also the residential job right around here in our own neighborhood. So you've got both going on, right?
Yeah. No matter how big we'll get, we'll never lose that family business feel, and the customer service is very important to us.
People expect from LaPolis, the name. Exactly.
One thing with the millennials too is, you know, just getting that across to them, and, you know, everything they do is great. They're highly efficient and stuff, but sometimes, you know, there's nothing like, you know, going to see somebody face to face and
right.
picking up the phone and calling them, and they get that, and they're kind of learning that and adding that to their repertoire also.
Sure. So at the ripe old age of 32, you're kind of overseeing some of your millennials here in the workforce. Is it hard for you to sort of try to maintain some type of, well, superiority just in terms of, you know, where you are in the company? Is it hard to do that when you're with your own peers?
Yeah, I consider myself right at the front end of the tail end of the millennial generation. So it's not too hard, but we get, even, you know, that's part of the deal with the millennial generation, is they kind of expect that type of relationship even with their superiors, that, you know, you get along. I feel like you see that
everywhere,
you know, even in sports now, like the coaches and stuff, the players, they all kind of are on the same page almost and try to get along.
Right. It's more instead of a hierarchy, it's more of a sort of equal. We're all, you know, we're friends, coworkers, but we're all equals. And I mean, that's what I've noticed with millennials too. And they love to have relationships. They don't, you know, back in the old days, you know, when I think about, you know, going to offices with cubicles and everybody was sort of in their own little silo and stuff, millennials don't really work like that, which is why you see the, you know, the pop-up, you know, these WeWork spaces all over the place and everything, because they're capable of cross-communicating and being connected, mm-hmm. like all the time. It seems to me, anyway.
Yeah, I mean, here at our office, I mean, everybody's not right on top of each other, but within earshot of everybody. So, and everybody seems to work fine that way. So,
what have you found some of the challenges might be to having younger people, millennials, in your workforce?
Kind of like we touched on already. I mean, they operate in the mobile world, obviously, and the digital world, which is great. And, you know, you have to be, without question, nowadays. But sometimes, you know, just making the phone call or the extra phone call or the extra visit kind of sets you apart from, you know, other contractors and other businesses, you know.
Sure.
You can develop that personal relationship. So we try not to forget about that and kind of just make sure they're kind of incorporating that.
Mm-hmm. And are these, so are the millennials that you hire, they're not necessarily coming with electrical engineering backgrounds per se, are they?
No, not at all.
And so what types of jobs do they tend to kind of fill the space here? And
just assistant project managers, project coordinators, different types of assistants and people that help in just logistics and project management, billing. I mean, pretty much every even though, I mean, we're in construction, we're a contractor, but everything we do now, there's a kind of like an electronic platform that goes along with it, whether it's the bill. I mean, we use different apps for payroll and for HR and different things like that. So, I mean, we can't avoid it. It's in everything we do. So, mm-hmm. I mean, we have the millennials that we have, they kind of help in all aspects of that stuff.
What do you think is the most important job criteria that millennials want when they seek out a job, and even specifically here at Lupolis Electric? What are they looking for?
I think they want a home and just room to grow and, you know, a career, because there's a little bit of uncertainty, I guess, with our generation. You know, you go to college, what are you going to do after? Mm-hmm. You know, I kind of know that firsthand, so I think they're looking for a little bit of a home and, like, a career to grow into. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's not necessarily a certain career, but it's a certain certain company that, you know, they can grow in, and that's what they're looking for.
Sure. And you being the vice president of green energy, something that is the sector is, it's really, you guys must be way ahead of the game with that, because you probably saw it coming a long way off, especially with you being involved in the company already for 10 years and thinking like millennials think, which is all about the planet, all about the earth, all about the footprint. How important do you think that is in your coworkers that are millennials also? Are they looking to find out, hey, is the work that we're doing here copacetic? Is it really, you know, being mindful of the planet? Do they think like that? Do they ask you those questions?
Yeah, I mean, I think they do, and I think it is important to them. We had to get certified as a green business, and we put together a volunteer committee to help out with that. And, you know, a good chunk of them were the millennials, and they're the most aware of things like that. And, you know, it's second nature to them. It's not a right. It's not a culture shock to say you have to do things a certain way because of, you
know, keep it green.
Yeah. You know, yeah. To them, that's, you know, part of the deal. So
that's endemic to the way they think about it. That's really exciting. Well, is there anything else you'd like to share with us before we hand over the microphone to these wonderful co-workers that you have that are indeed millennials?
I think we touched on everything. I think we're ready to go.
You're
Thanks
ready
so
to
much
go.
For,
and I'm sure you're very busy here. This is an amazing operation and truly, you know, one of a kind in the tri-state area in terms of all that you do. And for 35 years and to be family run, it's really a pleasure. And it's exciting that you are still, you are going to really take this whole company into maybe the next generation or two or three.
Yeah, definitely hope so. Thank you, Laura.
Paul Lupolis, very nice speaking with you. And Carmine, before that, the CEO, Carmine Lupolis of Lupolis Electric. We're going to take a real short break, and we'll be right back with some fabulous millennials here at Lupolis Electric. I'm Laura Smith, and this is LiveWire.
Remember when Hurricane Sandy hit? Remember being left in the dark for days? For some, it was weeks. Remember how helpless, how frustrated, how irritated you were? Remember you said you were going to get a generator so you would never lose power again? So, how's that generator working? Oh, you didn't get one, did you? Lupolis Electric wants to let you know that now is the best time to have them install that generator. The harsh winter months are ahead, and so are those harsh winter storms. And you know what heavy, wet snow does to power lines or to limbs hanging precariously over those power lines. Call Lupolis Electric at 738-3550 to set up a consultation. Let Lupolis help you figure out what type of generator you need so you won't be left in the dark this winter or in the cold. Some heating systems can run off of certain generators. More than generators, Lupolis Electric provides expert electrical services, over 25 years of successful projects and satisfied customers. Lupolis Electric, 738-3550 or click lupoliselectric.com. Licensed, bonded, and insured.
News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome back to LiveWire. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting from Lupolis Electric in Pelham, New York. That's at 25 7th Street. Lupolis Electric, as you know, is a family-owned electrical contractor serving New York, Connecticut, and New Jersey since 1984. And that sounds like, sounds like all sorts of things. It sounds like a time when, you know, if you were to look back then, we talked a lot about what the future would be like, you know, from the standpoint of 1984. And And here we are in 2019 and family run for 35 years. Carmine, who is the CEO, and his young son, Paul, who is 32, they have found that millennials are becoming an enormous asset for their company, their business, and how they run it. And whatever you hear out in the news, or you know, or what even you hear when you go out to dinner with your friends, and what people have to say about millennials, there's a lot of different perspectives they take about it. But according to Carmine, they have been an absolute real boon to their business. And there's for many different reasons, and for what they bring to the table that is really, maybe we call it new school instead of old school, but it's stuff that is really important in helping bring companies into the future, into the now, into the future as well. My first millennial guest here is Sadiq Ali. Sadiq, thanks for being here.
Wonderful to be here.
Thank you so much. So how long have you been at Lipolis Electric?
As of right now, I've been here for about a year and maybe 3 months.
A year and 3 months.
Yes.
Is this your first job out of college, or second job, third job?
Right out of college, yeah.
Right out of college. First. So how old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I just turned 23 2 weeks ago.
Oh, now that's probably the starting point for a millennial,
yeah,
or the last year or something,
mm-hmm,
like that.
Mm-hmm.
So 23 years old, you're right out of college, and you come to Lipolis Electric, and what is, first of all, it's a family-run 35-year-old business.
Mm-hmm.
What does it feel like to come into a legacy operation like this? Is it a bit different than, you know, working for some startup that just happened like 6 months ago? What do you feel about that?
Well, I can tell you right off the bat, I mean, coming into just the feel of the office, as soon as you walk in, it's a homey feeling as soon as you walk in.
Mm-hmm.
And just going farther than that, when I first started, you know, being placed with the brilliant people we have working here, it was just the help and the growth and the path they put you on. It's just kind of, it's conducive to just success.
So they really accepted you right off
absolutely.
The bat, made you feel at home, made you feel like family. I think maybe part of that is because they're a family run business, but also Paul, who is an integral part of the business as vice president of green energy, He was able to speak the language already to get Carmine ready for this new workforce that was about to come,
yeah,
in, and you were it. What did you study in college?
I was a business major in college.
A business major.
Yes.
And what are you doing specifically here at Lipolis Electric?
So I'm an assistant project manager here at Lipolis Electric.
Assistant project manager.
Yes.
So let's say some place in town wants to get their new condos all lit with all the lighting or whatever. You take on that project, or you help take on that project and,
yeah,
assist with all of that.
With a team that Carmine puts together, I will assist.
Yes, I see. And is there a lot of technology involved, or knowledge of technology, IT, computers and stuff involved in what you do here?
No doubt about it. There was, I've gotten a lot of testimonials from a lot of the PMs I work with that tell me all about the time that it was paper and pencil, and now it's an iPad with an Apple Pen, you know, that they're,
yeah,
walking around the site with. So,
yeah,
it's definitely different.
And it's a lot faster,
yeah,
too,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely.
Efficient and
100%.
Faster. But that's wonderful. And yet here you are, 23. I mean, really, that's just a beginning. So what kind of plans do you have in for your career trajectory? Do you see being able to work with a company like this and grow with a company like this as a millennial, or do millennials think like, oh, no, I'm just going to get my feet wet with one company and move on or something? Or do you feel like this is kind of a place where you could really put some roots down?
I think that I could definitely see myself here for years to come. And like I said, like I touched on before, it was really because of the fact that when I got in here, it was the atmosphere was just accepting. The people that I was put to work with, the people that I was put to help me get my feet off the ground in this industry,
mm-hmm,
they put me on a path that was only conducive to success.
Right.
So
that's wonderful.
Yeah.
And lots of learning. You must be
absolutely
every day learning,
absolutely,
learning, and then bringing, obviously, you know, things are changing with the green energy and stuff. How much does that type of thing mean to you? What are some of the things you look for, the qualities you're looking for in an employer that you feel like you have found? Besides them treating you like family, what are some of the important components of any job that you work for and that you're also getting here at Lipolis?
Like a point that Paul touched on before, that homey feeling is what we really look for in a company. And the fact that, you know, in this day and age, this the turnover rate is absolutely ridiculous. And the fact that, you know, the employer that is helping me get my feet off the ground can invest in me and say, you know what, I believe in you. I know there are going to be bumps down the road, but I'm willing to say, you know what, I'll put you on my back and throw you over the bump if I have to.
Okay.
You know? So it's
there's a ton of support there.
That's really, I mean, bottom line, that's the only word used to describe the support here is just endless. So.
And what about work ethic? I mean, some people will, you know, report, and this is just media or whatever statistics and stories or blogging or whatever. And they'll, some that will say that, well, millennials don't have the work ethic that, you know, we do in terms of, you know, showing up on time or wanting to really work really hard, get down and dirty. Well, what do you say to that? How do you feel about that?
I just say it's not true. Carmine touched on before, we don't work less or worse than the older generation. We work differently.
Yeah.
So, I mean, a little point about the whole, you know, earphones and the, you know, if that's the way that we used to focus, and I know people that do that, including myself, you know, and it's not like I'm zoning out the world. I'm just kind of zoning in to what
helps
I have
you to focus.
Do.
Exactly. Yeah, my daughter's the same way, and I never. It just amazed me because I had to have everything quiet in order to learn anything or do anything. But she seems to do better, like you said, with, you know, headphones on and music coming out or podcasts or whatever is going on. So that's great, wonderful, Sadiq. Thank you for really opening up here and where you work and really sharing how you feel about that. I wish you many years of good luck here at Lipolis Electric.
Absolutely. Thank you.
And
thank
a
you.
Long
That's
career.
Thank you.
You very much. And now we're going to switch over to another millennial employee here at Lipolis Electric. Her name is Liza Francesco. And is it Francesco or Francesca?
Francisco. Actually.
Francisco. Yeah. Sorry, as in San Fran. Okay.
Yes, as
Liza
in San
Francisco.
Francisco.
Nice to meet you. Thank you
it's
so
nice
much for
you,
joining
Laura.
Us. Yes. So how long have you been with Lipolis Electric?
I've been with Lipolis for about 2 years now.
2 years. Mm-hmm. And what is your title?
My title as of right now is a project coordinator.
Project coordinator. Mm-hmm. So you're helping some of the project managers just to keep everything running smoothly.
Yep,
and
exactly.
Make sure everything is coalescing and such.
Yeah.
So where did you go to school?
I actually went to Westchester Community College, and then I transferred to Baruch College.
To Baruch mm-hmm. in the city. I see. And so this is... Is this your first job out of college as well, or
it
no?
It is not. I've actually continuously worked full-time as I was in college. What? So I was a full-time student and full-time worker as well. So this is my first office job outside of college.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to ask you basically the same question I asked Sadiq. Mm-hmm. What is it like for you as a millennial to come into an office and an operation that has been around literally for 35 years and is owned and run by those same people?
It's a great feeling to come into a business like this just because there's a difference in the type of work style that they have. So when I first came into this office, knowing that they have been around for 30 years, you have to start thinking of, like, why have they been doing so well for 30 years? And what as me as a person can do to be part of that?
Yes.
So it's insane because in our job climate as millennials, job security is not the same thing as it used to be for the generation before us.
In what sense?
In the sense that it doesn't, not a lot of people stay in a company for that long.
Is it a sense of like, I get bored, so I need to try something new kind of thing? Is that a millennial quality? Or is it because companies just aren't as maybe sometimes always as dedicated to their workforce?
I think it's a little of both. I think what ends up happening in certain job fields in different companies is that the morale isn't there with their employees. And sometimes as... For me personally, it's a little bit different seeing those things when the morale is different, the employees work differently. And some people, in like noticing from some other generations, they can grin and bear it. But me personally and some millennials that I will say they can't. They don't like functioning in that type of environment because you can't thrive in that type of environment.
Right. And mm-hmm. so you're saying it is different here in that mm-hmm. sense. So
yep.
you feel a great connection then with the people who have worked here for many years
yes.
and continue to work with you on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
And that feels good, I
yes,
guess.
Yes, it does. It really does, especially because after being in other places where I have worked for a while, it's hard to find another place that you'll feel, as Paul said, as well as a home, but it's a little bit different where it's not just a home, it's also a family-based type of environment where you do feel that support, as Sadiq said. It's a it's different because you want your management team to support you because it makes you work harder and it mm-hmm. makes you feel like you have to do more for them as well, because not as an entitlement thing, but because of the fact that they're doing so much for you already, you just want to do more for them because they're doing that for you.
And isn't that the way it works well yes. in every facet of life? Mm-hmm. You support each other and you hold each other up and everybody rises as a result of that. Mm-hmm. That's a wonderful thing. Tell us one of your best millennial traits that you bring to the job that we haven't maybe touched on yet.
I think my best, I wouldn't even say it's a millennial trait. I think it's just the trait that I've had for myself. Anything that I want to learn or am given to learn, I take it and I run with it and I learn it as a new opportunity to gain information for myself. Mm-hmm. So anything that I know that I want to go after or anything that I think that they need or they decide to adapt into the business, I learn and I try to adapt and I try to know it as well as I can to be able to relay that information and to be that person to understand that.
That's what Carmine Lopolis was saying before, that he noticed in his son, you know, he needs to know the why about everything mm-hmm. and the outcome and what are the consequences and how can we see this as a holistic, through a holistic lens, as opposed to just do this task now because we told you to do it or yeah. whatever. So maybe it's kind of along the same lines as that. You want to make sure that you know every facet of it. And
yeah, it's nice to know why we need these things. It's nice to know why things are connected in your company because you want to understand that. And as for someone like me who had no electrical background at all, that's important for me to understand, because how can I be part of something if I don't know why we're doing it at first? Mm-hmm. So it's one of those things where it's good to know those things.
Is it a good thing for you that they're focused on green energy and they're becoming, or no, they are experts in that already, and their projects are very geared towards that, with Paul being the vice president of green energy? How does that, is that important for you?
It is important for me. I didn't realize how important it was for me until later on, until I started realizing the environmental climate that we're in. But as a person who tries to minimize waste and who tries to make sure that I'm doing right by the environment, it's nice to know that there's a company that's doing that as well, and I'm part of it.
And you're part of mm-hmm. it. Absolutely. Well, it's been a pleasure speaking with you.
Speaking
yes,
you
Liza Francisco.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Congratulations
thank
and
you.
Many years of success to you here at Lopolis Electric. Well, it's been a really informative hour, and we're going to just close out with some thoughts with Carmine once again, the CEO of Lopolis Electric. Carmine, thanks so much. It's been really, it's been enjoyable. The energy, you know what I love also about millennials is their incredible, uplifting energy. They're beautiful people.
Yeah, they really are. And I just want to kind of comment, because they're being quite modest, Liza. So I'm going to just tell you what Liza's doing. So both of them are working probably on one of the biggest projects. We don't like to name projects on the air, but
sure.
Work on one of the biggest projects in New York City. And so we needed a scheduler down there. And we had no process. We had no program. We had nothing. We just said, Liza, there's the address. Go work with our project management team and go figure it out, you know? And you're going to work on one of the most exciting projects in New York City.
Oh, my gosh.
And she really, you know, she went. She went down there. She developed the schedule, worked with our project management team, made tweaks, put her own spin on it. She married it to whatever schedule the owners had, the development team. So, you know, she's doing amazing things. And now what we're doing is, we're putting a barcoding system to all our equipment going down there, and she's part of that team spearheading that. So,
yeah.
You know, it's pretty amazing. And Sadiq is involved in the same project. And, you know, there's a project management team. He's doing everything from project management, from CAD drawings. He's doing everything. And, you know, we're really, you know,
yeah,
they're doing a lot.
This is not just answering the phones for
right.
Lopolis Electric.
So when he, you know,
like an internship,
we use the term assistant project manager, but it's just because his years, he just needs to kind of get a little bit up there with the electrical end
sure.
of it and understand. But he's there, and we have, you know, we have these two young
rock stars.
Rock stars here. We have another 8 rock stars like them.
Right.
You know, it's just, you know, we have more here. I mean, we could have had 8 more people here. But, you know, we're really excited about it. I'm really proud of it. So I'm proud of them.
Well,
so.
they are, you can just see that they have so much to offer and are really ahead of beyond their years. So being a millennial, you know, it doesn't mean anything except that they're youthful and they're brilliant and they're ready to take things on. But you know what? It takes a good leader to pick the right people. And when you do that, that's what you have here, success.
Yeah, they changed me. I mean, I changed, you know, I mean, I can't go around, you know, stomping my feet all the time. I got to, you know, be a little different, and I'm cool with that. It's been fun.
It's been a win-win, it sounds like, in all ways. Carmine, thank you so much. Carmine Lopolis, CEO of Lopolis Electric, here in the tri-state area for 35 years before I was born, but just kidding. Thank you so much. It was a really interesting delve into this whole idea of approaching and then hiring the new workforce, which is the millennial workforce today, which is going to change the world. So thanks so much. Very, very interesting topic.
Thank you, Laura.
Yes. And once again, this is LiveWire, the podcast, which is all things Lopolis Electric and beyond that even. I'm really very grateful to be here today.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better. Shark.